come for the news. Stay for the pancakes. The Brown Roofie Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is back on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
So my next guest, Doreen, said something really funny, which was, wow, you have a perfect day to do a diner tour show outside at Blue Sky Diner. And yes, that is true. But it's also a perfect day to go to Booth Park, which is, I think, one of the staples of Stratford. And I am so excited to have Doreen back on the show, coordinator for Friends of Booth Park. Doreen, welcome back.
Thank you.
Look at us. We moved outside this year.
I'm happy to be here.
Right? Amazing stuff. And we have some great events that I want to talk about. But first, talk about why Booth Park is so special.
Booth Park is so unusual. There's nothing like it in the state. We have amazing buildings, beautiful grounds, and a fantastic rose garden. There's a playground. Also part of the park is a train museum. The Veterans Museum is there, and I know you had Jerry Musi from the Veterans Museum. It's just a great place to be.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. I think I told you last year that we've only done one. In our entire family, we've only done one professional photo shoot ever, and we did it as a Father's Day gift years ago, and we did it at Booth Park, and it was the most beautiful. My husband years later, still gets questions. Where did your wife and son and dog take these pictures? Booth Park in Stratford. I mean, it's absolutely stunning. Talk a little bit about, I know next weekend you've got Hats Off for Roses. It's a grand old flag.
Correct.
What is that?
It's an event to celebrate the Rose Garden, and because this is the 250th, we also want to celebrate America. So we have all of our buildings decorated in bunting, and the event on Sunday, June 14th, will take place from 5 to 7. It is a wine, cheese, and light dinner event. We'll have some music. We will have a performance by Hudson Shakespeare, a preview of their Othello play, which they're going to do this summer at the park.
Love that.
And a local artist, Don Arsenal, is going to be exhibiting some of his floral paintings, and we will actually have one up for silent auction.
Wow.
And we will have a car that will be driven there, and people can take pictures in it. It's a Model T from Dragone Motors. Alex Dragone is bringing it. So it's just a wonderful event. Nice to get out into the garden and socialize. And we're asking people to dress in Kentucky Derby style attire.
Absolutely.
And preferably patriotic.
I love that. I think we can manage that.
I think so, too.
I think that sounds like a reason to go shopping, Doreen. So
absolutely.
I have no issue with that. And again, Doreen is here, the coordinator for Friends of Booth Park. So that is going to be next weekend. Hats Off for Rose. It's a grand old flag. If people want to go to that, do they need to register ahead of time, or how does that work?
They can purchase tickets ahead of time on our website, boothmemorialpark.com, and they will be $20 pre-sale, and at the door it'll be $25.
Okay, incredible. Also want to make sure that we look ahead. You had mentioned the 250th, America 250. You are actually on that committee, and you have a big October event. I want to make sure people know about the events coming up, even if it's months ahead of time. I was saying to my son the other day, we're buying everything 250. When I tell you, Doreen, like, we go into the grocery stores and they have the 250, the America 250 reusable grocery bags. I'm like, buy it. Because, I mean, I don't think we're going to be here for the 500th. So, as far as I know, I don't think so. So I want to make sure people don't miss out on the localized events for America 250. What's happening in October?
So on October 3rd, we are having an event at Black Hawk Country Club in Stratford. And we are going to celebrate the 250th by having some of the Stratford characters perform. So it's going to be dinner theater. And there was a play written a number of years ago about Stratford characters. One of the characters is Goody Bassett, our witch who was hung. But we also have William Samuel Johnson, who was involved in 1776. We have Jack Erebus, who was a slave that lived in Stratford.
Wow.
And my favorite, we're going to be having David Booth there also. So we have actors who will be doing the monologues from the play.
That's very cool.
And it'll be a great event.
And that's on October 3rd.
October 3rd,
okay,
correct.
Okay, so mark your calendar at home. Make sure you're marking October 3rd down. And again, we've got Doreen here, Friends of Booth Park. I want to make sure as well as that I have you here, Doreen. You guys need volunteers, but very specific. Who are you looking for?
We're looking for teen volunteers. The last few years, we've had awesome teen volunteers. And actually, this year, we gave one of them a scholarship because he is just such a trooper. He showed up for all of our events. So the teen volunteers help with giving tours. We also do ask for a little bit of manual labor, like weeding, but not the rose garden, just the garden around the other buildings. And they learn a lot, and I hope they have a great time. So, yeah. Again, if someone's interested in teen volunteering, and teen volunteers, we look for them on Tuesday and Friday morning and Sunday afternoon, and they can volunteer for as many or as few days as they can make it.
That's fantastic, and I mean, especially if you're going into the summer and maybe you want to be able to give back and you've got the time to do it. I mean, where better to go than Booth Park?
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, I mean, if I could get outside every day, that would be amazing. So if people want to sign their kids up or if teens want to reach out to you, same thing with the website?
On the website, it'll say volunteer and they can just volunteer that way.
Okay.
And I'll get back to them on that.
What was the website one more time?
Booth Memorial, and it's BOOTHE,
yes,
memorialpark.com.
Spelling matters. BOOTHE. Got that? Got that. Doreen, I want to thank you so much because I think it's groups like Friends of Booth Park that make it continue to thrive and be the treasure that it is here in Stratford. So I want to thank you and your entire team for what you do. And I'm looking forward to the amazing upcoming events, including Hats Off for Roses. It's a grand old flag. That's next weekend. You can still get tickets ahead of time. You've got events coming up in October for the America 250. Definitely stay in the know. And again, that's BoothMemorialPark.com.
Correct.
Yes, I landed the .com that time. Doreen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
We are going to be right back with the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. Stop number 6 right here in Stratford. We're at Blue Sky Diner. Straight ahead right here on WICC.